From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. House Republican leaders have bought themselves some time to sort out the internal GOP feud over immigration before they try again to pass their farm bill. AgriPulse reports some members of the House Freedom Caucus are determined to shut down a discharge petition that could force a vote on legalizing Dreamers, immigrants who were brought here to the country illegally as children. If signed by a majority, the discharge petition would trigger a second vote as soon as June 22nd. China has returned to the U.S. soybean market for the first time since early April, a sign Beijing is preparing to resume purchases as trade tensions between the world's top two economies eases. Agriculture.com reports the renewed interest in soybean follows China's pledge to buy more U.S. goods from its top trading partner, including ag products. China pledged to avert a trade war that could damage the global economy. Are we conserving enough farmland to protect our legacy and ensure food security for future generations? American Farmland Trust, along with Conservation Science Partners, has launched a multi-year initiative called Farms Under Threat, the State of America's Farmland, that will address that question. Agriculture.com reports the goal is to document threats and offer policy solutions to ensure the long-term protection and conservation of ag land to sustain an expanding population and protect biodiversity. The findings will be released in three separate reports. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.